Okay, this is Sunday morning, 3:5:23. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut, and we're going to talk about acclimating. Acclimating. A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-I-N-G. Webster Dictionary says this: to acclimate is to adapt to a new temperature, an altitude, a climate, an environment, or a psychological adjustment. I'm going to look in Ezekiel chapter 47, kind of gives us a little more clarity, maybe. Now, the dictionary didn't put spiritual, but to me, it should have been. Ezekiel chapter 47. After he brought me, verse 1, again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward from the forefront of the house, stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. So what did he do? He acclimated to the waters, the ankles, the knees, the loins, then waters to swim in. This is how the Lord put it to me. If you acclimate too quickly, or you try to do it too quickly, you can get the spiritual bends. You know about a deep sea diver, a scuba diver? They have to watch. There's times that I've pressed in so much that I came under such attack, I could not hardly take it. That's what the Lord said to me. Learn to acclimate. You don't have to jump in into waters to swim in, especially if you're going in a new area. Take it to the ankles, then to the knees, then to the loins. Then you can swim. Because you're dealing with a new level devil when you do this. See, the higher up the mountain you ascend, and that's what ascension is, the higher you go up, you meet warfare all the way to the top, because you know who's at the top of every mountain? Isn't there a game called, where you're the king of the mountain? See, we're there to knock him off of the mountain, our mountain. And we're going to meet with resistance every, whether it be the ankles, whether it be the knees, the waist, the shoulders that cover your head where you can swim in it. See, if you're under such heavy attack, you might want to ease back just a little. You don't have to do it and be ready by Saturday night, if you know what I mean. God knows with each thing that he tells you in your ascension process that you are going to have to adjust. I know the things I deal with today on a daily basis. When it first started, I didn't think I could ever make it. Now I just go, so what? Just keep on trucking, keep on doing whatever you got to do. Okay. This is how the Lord put it to me. The bends, a scuba diver or a deep sea diver must be cautious that he does not come up too fast or he will experience the bends. The bends refers to injuries caused by a rapid decrease in pressure that surrounds you of either air or water. Same can happen with high altitudes. you know, okay? Our spiritual ascension coming up higher can affect us physically. We must allow the grace of God and the Holy Spirit to help us to acclimate. If it was just our spirit, no problem. But it doesn't just affect your spirit. It affects you mentally and physically also. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, we must always bring our body and our minds into the equation. We are a three-part being. Like it or not, we have to eat. There's days I said, Lord, I wished I never had to eat again. So you think, but we have to. Yeah. Most make a mistake by just plunging in before they have acclimated. Whole hog when half ready, that's what I think Charles Capps would say. I mean, it's the same way in faith. You think, man, I can move a mountain when you trip over your shoes. If it gets too intense, you may want to back off a little until you get used to it. You will have the new level devil to contend with. This is what I just said to you. Going slowly and allowing the Holy Spirit to help you and speak to you will help you to not be overwhelmed. See, people get overwhelmed and they just absolutely quit. You know about that, wouldn't you? He went to work for a company for 3 weeks and it was hell on earth until he quit. Then it was just easy peasy. And he got out of God's will. But the thing was, it was, he wasn't used to that. But this is where God wanted him to go, and it took him from some years to get back to God's original plan, 5 years. But the point is, if he could have stuck it out. See, now I'm not pointing a finger. Everyone has bailed out when the fire got hot. We all have. Okay. This is all coming up higher process that we're dealing with. We hear ascension, 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 ascension. If you listen to anything in the Truth or Movement, you're going to hear ascension and ascension. I don't think they even know what the heck they're talking about. To me, ascension just means to rise. And to me, because our battle is more mental, I mean it's spiritual, but where our battle is in the mind. So it's coming up higher in our mental processes to where we're ascending up the mountain and we're kicking the devil off and it's not bothering us because we've acclimated. Okay. All right. You won't suffer the spiritual bends so much. You don't have to just rush in where fools fear to tread. All right. Revelation chapter 5. This is an example. It can affect you mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the back side sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much. He just had a breakdown. Oh my God, there's nobody. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, and people, and nation. And he made unto us our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." There's somewhere here where he tells them to quit weeping. I guess I missed that. But anyway, the point is, when we encounter the supernatural, we are going to experience physical, spiritual, and mental things. It's all part of the process. You know, I'm sure people have these transported to heaven and different things. A lot of times, you know, they just think, boy, I was on my knees, or I was on the floor with my face flat in the ground, you know, just it affects you because we're not used to that. We're not used to the spiritual. We're used to this physical realm. And heaven's a whole lot different. And as we go higher, we're going to ascend to the hill of the Lord, because he's given us authority over the seven mountains. The devil will never ascend to the hill of the Lord. But as we do, changes are going to take place. All right. The sealed book is opened by Jesus, the Lamb having seven horns, seven eyes, and is sent into all the earth. What does that represent? God's number of completion and perfection. Horns represent authority, eyes, sight, or wisdom. Horns and eyes. He's given us wisdom. He's given us spiritual insight to take the seven mountains. That's been our mandate for a long time, since 1999, when the Lord spoke that to me on that trip over to Ohio, that he never meant for the bad people to have the authority over everything. At that time, he was speaking about the airlines. But I realized he meant in everything. That's what's taken what's going on so long, is because they're in everything, not just in the United States, but all over the world. And people don't understand. It takes a little time. All right, Revelation 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat upon it to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. See, when John stood before the throne of God, and the book was unsealed, or this is what's happening, the seals are opening up, he was showing John what's been going on in the earth, what we are dealing with today. That's how, I can't think really, that was really kind of the first revelation I had about Revelation. These seals are being ripped off our eyes so we can see the truth, because everything's been hidden from us. The enemy has done this to us, hidden everything from us. Lied to us about everything. When he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, lo, a black horse. He that sat on him a pair of balances in his hand. Well, there's your financial system, your stock market. They charge interest for everything. IRS, take all your money. I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. See, thou hurt not the oil and the wine. Some places, $10 a dozen for eggs. And they're trying to kill all the chickens. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And look, beheld a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. Forced vaccination. Genocide. And death and hell followed with him. Power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, with the beast of the earth. Trying to burn down all our food manufacturers. Blowing up all our trains, no transport. Do you see? You see their plan? And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, the testimony which they held. We've lost many in this battle. They say it's been going on 21 years, ever since 9/11, I think it was activated. But especially, probably around what we have seen is since the scandemic, since 2020. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? In other words, Lord, how much much further do we have to go in this? How many more do they have to kill? How much more do they have to destroy before finally something gives? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. There's others that will die. And I beheld when it opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell into the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, and it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. You know, I heard someone say the other day, in fact, I think it was Phil. He said, I could probably show you proof that every earthquake is not a natural earthquake. I guess that's why Jesus said there'd be earthquakes in diverse places. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, and every bondman and every freeman hid themselves in the dens and rocks of the mountains. They're hunting them down right now. They're hiding. Those that had got away, they're hiding. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us. I heard from Phil, and you probably did too. I listened to an older broadcast from last year, I think, that Gavin Newsom actually killed himself. He was given an option to cooperate, and he couldn't kin to Nancy Pelosi. He could not. He just couldn't do it, so he killed himself. That's what a lot of them are going to do. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Zechariah 6, 1 through 6 talks about these four spirits that have influenced the earth. All right, in the opening of the seals, it is revealed what happened in Genesis 3 and how Satan went after the seed of the woman. We're in seed wars. The seed wars. Which seed's going to overtake the other? Well, even Jesus himself said, if he didn't come or didn't stop it, even the elect would not make it. See, they're after polluting the bloodline. Well, I talked about pure bloods. Was that last Wednesday? About pure bloods. About that was, it'd be the same as in the days of Noah. I tell you what, people that have not been vaxxed, especially men, heard President Trump say, boy, you men, you sure are lucky. You know, talking about his baby boomer package, that he's going to, people that will have children, they're going to give them bonuses for having children. But the point is, finding a pure blood, finding someone that hasn't been vaccinated and had this awful stuff, luciferase or whatever they call it, in their system. Hopefully, you know, they'll have technology that maybe can help eradicate that. Maybe just repentance will eradicate that. I don't know. All right. As the church takes their proper place and steps up to rule the seven mountains of culture, the enemy will be removed. In Isaiah 14, you know, Satan's five, I will. As we start ascending, we will take out the strongholds of the enemy. The higher we go, the stronger the opposition becomes. We will continue until we take out all Satan's strongholds and assume authority of that mountain. This is that government we're talking about in every sector that we pray about. That God would raise up an army of intercessors to pray in his church order and reestablish his government. Well, he's going to rule it with a rod of iron. How's he going to do it? He may be here physically on that mountain, but I don't know that, even if he isn't. We're going to rule. We are going to reign and rule with him. And he's given us that authority to take back. Personally, I think he won't be here. I personally think he's given us 1,000 years that got stolen from Adam. I mean, Adam lived to be nearly 1,000. He was around in that age. He was 900 and something. Because we're headed back to Eden, right? Anyway. All right. Revelation 19. He's going to do it through his body, whether he is present or not. It doesn't really matter. We're spirit. He's spirit. He's in us, right? He's the head. We're the body. Right here. Revelation 19:11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. As we take out these mountains, guess what? We get the crown off the king of that mountain. And Jesus goes, plunk! As we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, he's the head. We're inseparable. We are his body. Not talking physically, I'm talking spiritually. We have to view it that way. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God Almighty. I don't know why people reading this do not see this as a thousand-year millennial reign. Because it says in Isaiah, he is going to rule with a rod of iron. You know, Scripture doesn't interpret Scripture. This isn't just the pet peeve book we put out there and we make our own assumptions about it. It is not connected. No, it's connected, if you know where to look. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh the name written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. That ye may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, of them that sit on them, the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. We're in the battle of Armageddon, people. We are. Now, probably there's a whole bunch of Pentecostals would probably argue me to the ground about that, but that's okay. I'll forgive them. Because, you know, they don't have sight. They have indoctrination. They haven't looked at the Scriptures and backed the Scriptures with the rest of the Word of God. This is our pet peeve book. Don't you take our rapture from us. This is our problem. You know why? Because you let the devil run us off the earth. That'd be the only reason God would rapture us out. I even said that to someone here recently. I said, why in the world would they go to such trouble in all these years to take out this evil? And then we're raptured. What's the purpose in that? I said, it's a bailout. She didn't like that. I said, it's an escape clause, just like the Santa Claus. I'm thinking, ding, ding, ding. Can't you get it? That day, a lot of times I'll get off the phone, I'll think, why did I say all that? I'm feeling bad about myself. I'm thinking, I'm not going to do that anymore. I said, Lord, whatever that person heard that they need to hear from me, they'll hear what the Spirit is saying. Don't apologize if you go on a spiritual rant. Don't apologize because God may have you speaking to them. Get their heads out of the ground like an ostrich. Don't tell me nothing. I've got my doctrine and I don't want nothing else. They're just up there with Peter in this tabernacle at the Transfiguration. They've stopped. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse against his army. If you can't see that today, you are so blind you need to go to the eye doctor. Because you need help. How many train catastrophes have we had in the last couple of weeks? 4 or 5? It's going on all over. Everywhere. The earthquakes. The train derailments. the chemical fires. In fact, I had some info I didn't even bring in here. Well, something like 32 chemical fires just in the last couple of weeks. There's one happening every 2 days all across this nation, or so they propagandize to us to believe that they are doing that. That doesn't fit this right here. He's making war. The devil's making war. That's what he came here to do. He was kicked out of heaven. He makes war with the saints. He's going to continue to make war with the saints until all his old team is killed out. And that angel gets that chain and throws him in the pit. He ain't stopping. They ain't stopping. So we can't stop. The beast was taken with him, the false prophet, and wrought miracles before him with which he deceived them that received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive to lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. This is the buried supper of the Lamb. People are going, no, we're going to go up to heaven and have a feast for 7 years while ever all the bad stuff's going on down here. Well, the only ones left down here would be the bad people. Are they going to kill each other out? I don't think so. Everything that to do with that makes no sense. Doesn't make spiritual sense, physical sense, or mental sense. Oh, Lord, help them to see the truth. How much more do they have to see? If I hear one more of those Pentecostals saying, well, it ain't time for the Lord to come. No, this isn't the time of the Antichrist. I'm thinking, who the heck do you think you've been under all your whole life? I say, I don't get that. I don't see how they don't get that. What all do they have to do to you before you will throw you down on the ground and stamp some tattoo on your head or your hand? Anyway, Luke 11. Verse 20. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. That's what people in the kingdom do. They cast out devils. This is what we're about. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. My prayers for the church said, get on board, follow the leader. Now I realize there hasn't been maybe some good leaders. There are some good ones. But they don't get it. We're all about the Great Commission. I'll be talking to that in the teaching. But we're all about the Great Commission and the purpose that Jesus came. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the evil one. You know, and then he handed that commission to us. This is all about routing out devils and taking the gospel in to every creature. It isn't anything but that. Now, I realize there's ministries that do certain things, but for the most part, that is our commission. All right, we must follow the Spirit's leading in this, and then I believe we will acclimate correctly and not suffer so much in this process. The spirit realm is hard for the physical. That is why we must take it slowly. John had some of this when he was having this revelation visitation. Revelation 1:17, let me look and see what that says. Oh, he said, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. You know, at the tomb of Jesus, the soldiers just fainted away. I mean, they... The spiritual is hard on the physical. When you get to the point, the higher you walk in the spirit, the easier it will be. But it can become so overwhelming that you think, hey, I've had enough of that. I'm not going to do that. Well, we can't do that. We have to continue to press forward, but we don't have to rush. Take it slow. Daniel experienced some of this over, this is Daniel 7 and 8. Daniel, one of them, when he had some dreams and things, it said he had to go to bed and he was sick for many days. I mean, I better read that one. This is Daniel 7:15. See, sometimes I think, I wish we were just spirit, or we could just walk on in and just... I mean, when the transfiguration, oh, Peter, I think they's all on their faces. All right, 7:15. Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. That'd be stomach, right? Midst of his body. All right, 8:26 and 27. And the vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. Wherefore shut up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days. After I rose up and did the king's business, I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. But join our club. Personally, I'm really to the point that I'm really getting so weary of just hearing the physical side of it. All right, Acts 9:16. It's another one. All right, here. This is whenever Ananias came to see Paul. He said, God was speaking to Ananias concerning Paul, because Ananias said, he's that guy that's killing all the Christians, hauling them off to jail. The Lord says, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. If anybody did, Paul did. With Paul's thorn in the flesh. This is 2 Corinthians 12. He got the crud beat out of him, seemed like everywhere he went, plus other things. Right here. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. That tells you right there what it is. People say, no, it was his eyes. It says it's a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Unless I should be exalted above measure. The problem is, instead of getting in a book for yourself, you hear somebody say it, and say it partially, and that's what you take. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities. I don't know that I'm here yet. How about you? In reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, I am strong. Yeah. What about when he was on the island and the snake jumped on his hand and he just shook it off? He'd come a long way, hadn't he? And saying, Lord, please take this off of me. He acclimated, didn't he? We might as well stop being so shocked and grieved at what we are experiencing, for it's all part of it. We, as Paul, in whatever journey God has us on, remember this, and it will help you to take it slowly and deliberately, and it'll minimize your suffering. toe instead in the water instead of water to swim in at first. Toe in first, then ankle. We will swim when we get there, right? When we get to that place, we'll get there. All right, a few more scriptures. Peter said that what he did because of this is my opinion here. But anyway, we're going to read it. 1 Peter 4. verse 12. Peter said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial that is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." I think if we could see it in the spirit, we'd have a better understanding. "But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him be not ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator." That's where we suffer. It's in our soul. I mean, we feel it physically also. But we're to trust God to that. All right? Then, right here, "The elders which are among you," verse 1 of 5, "I exhort you, who are also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." So everybody's going through the same thing. It's not just a few. It's not just the apostles. They all knew this. They all knew it as an elder. They were experiencing the same things. And let me read this to you. This is what I wrote out. "To encourage you in this, I would like to say this to you. This is what the Lord has said to me on numerous occasions. You are in no harm. I've recently had something added to my plate to bear, and the Lord said to me that it is not a disease or a physical condition, but a wound from doing spiritual warfare, you could say, the cross to bear. It was not added because of something I ate or inhaled, etc., but it was because I was pre-television. That's when it started, way back. When I started television, there was something else then that I started to deal with. It was a message of Satan sent to hinder. You can pray all day, praise all night, read the word, but it really does not change much except it wears you out because you're trying everything in the world to try to get it off of you. This is where the grace kicks in. This is God's power and equipment to do ministry. If you're following God's will, you have entered the combat zone, plain and simple. The first thing started back in 2005 for me, and the Lord recently told me in a word of prophecy by Danny that it didn't just start in 2014 when we came back into the house, for we have been doing this off and on since 1994. And he also told us he'd really started with us back in the 70s, the different churches, and we saw church splits and weirdness and all kinds of stuff. Lord said that really it all started back when, in the early 70s. Each step the Lord has brought us through has, for the most part, brought us through some sort of pain, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Not all were physical. Some were emotional. Others were spiritual. Jesus said that if we were to follow him, we'd have to take up our cross to do so. Paul suffered a lot, but he got to the place that he shook it off. And I believe as we get deeper in our walk, so will we. Will it stop the process? No, until the devil is toast and in the pit or whatever. It's not going to stop. So you might as well quit grieving over it. You need to acclimate to it. It didn't go away for Paul. The guy was beheaded. Does that sound like he got away from it? I've heard that, but I don't believe that. I believe he acclimated. I believe he learned to walk through it and not let it bother him like it did before. All right. Philippians 4:11. And I say this to encourage you, not to make you feel bad like, oh, brother. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. That says it all. What does it mean to be content? Mainly no complaint. We've been drafted into God's army and we're winning, whether apparent or not. I hope this has helped you. It's time to set our faces like flint, stop wasting time trying to get out of our circumstances, and just keep following the Spirit and continue to ascend and take out the works of the devil. Jesus had the mission and we are continuing that mission. That's 1 John 3:8, the latter part of it. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Take care of God's business. Don't give a care about yourself. This is how our focus should be. The thorn, messenger of Satan, is there to get you off your mission. You're a threat. To occupy your mind with his fake news instead of God's business. One more thing. The enemy, just as any enemy would, the target is always your weaknesses and never your strength. Remember that. Any enemy would, or army or whatever, when they're looking for the weaknesses, how can I get in there? They're not going to hit you where you're fortified. And I'm not going to read the Paul's list. Paul had a list of all the shipwrecks and the beatings and the different things that he went through. You think, God, how did he make it? Because he learned to acclimate by the Spirit, and it helped him with his physical and his spiritual. Even the Lord said that in that word about you're very, very fortified in your spirit. You just don't realize it. And when new things come, or any old things come, whatever things come, the more spiritual strength that you have, the more you can help you acclimate to the situation. And like I said, when you start going in a different direction, you kind of got a little bit of these sniper fire for a while to get until it's kind of smooths out. So hope that helps your understanding of it.